Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
A lot of people are certainly considering at this stage, and I've been writing articles on this. A lot of people are talking about looking elsewhere, maybe going to live in Israel. And joining us on the line is Tanya Itzaki, who is the Ofek Israeli consultant, talking about people looking to move to Israel and what some of those options are. Tanya, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, and you?
Excellent, thank you. Are you seeing an increase in people looking to make Aliyah, to go and live in Israel?
Yes, definitely. We see a lot of people asking questions, inquiring what to open an Aliyah file. Not necessarily going tomorrow, but definitely a huge increase in general interest in getting the knowledge and the information about where you can live, what the process entails, I don't know, schooling for the kids, employment.
Everything pertaining to life, in Israel, picking up a life and going there. What's interesting as well is in the research that I did, I see that, and I'm interested in your thoughts on it. If you think that lockdown and our inability to travel has encouraged this, and I'll tell you why I'm asking, is that I was looking at some of the research around South Africa, and of course within, you know, people going to live in Israel is primarily from the Jewish community, but there's a lot of people that are looking to immigrate. When I compared figures as well in the United States, a lot of people there making inquiries about going to live in Canada and New Zealand, they're blaming the elections and how disappointed they are. But I believe that the reality is that people have been constrained. And I'm interested to hear your thoughts on it.
I think the lockdown definitely brought the numbers up. I think people just, firstly, they had the time, you know, to sit at home and think of their future and what the next step would be. The fact that you can't go anywhere, you can't see your family, some people lost their jobs. I think it makes you think, you know, what is better for me? What is better for my family in the future? Mm. And it actually made a lot of people to, at least to inquire about it.
Yeah, it's just to start looking at options.
It's always in the air. People always talk about it. But for many people, it's like a far dream or not a real option. I think the lockdown actually made it to something real. Mm. It, you know, brought people to think about it and check their options. And we definitely saw a huge increase in inquiries.
Is there, in a life cycle of a family, is there a better time and a worse time to consider going to live in Israel?
You know, like when I think about it personally, on the one hand, you're never ready. It's like having another child. You're never actually ready.
It's true.
But you still want to do it. So I would say, obviously, when your kids are little, nursery school age, you know, grade 1, 2, 3, it's the easiest time to go because you're young enough to find employment. Your kids are young enough to get used to the new environment and learn the language and everything. So that's like the ideal time. But obviously, we're not young forever and the kids are growing. So I would say if I had the choice and if people could wait, for example, then I would say, when your eldest kid is finishing primary school or even grade 8, that's a good time to move because, the high school in Israel starts usually in grade 9, and all Israeli kids moving from primary schools to different campus, to high school, for example. And it's a good time for a new kid to come and join. And you still have 4 years to go until your matric, because Israel we write last year as well. The matric, we write straight in grade 12. So you have 4 years to prepare for matric. So I would say for a family with kids, that would be the ideal time to go. Other than that, I mean, if there are no kids, I don't think it makes a big difference. Well, age always, obviously, a consideration, because the older you are, the harder it is.
Especially teenagers, I would imagine it's not always easy to settle in. So if somebody is starting to think about this, what is the best way to go about it? You know, if you're someone listening, they're sitting at home.
I would say if you think of moving to Israel in future, doesn't happen anytime soon, everyone can open an Aliyah file. It's an online file. You can upload your documents into it. The documents don't expire. And then by the time, closer to the time when you decide to go, it's much easier, because then basically you do...
lot of that work has been done, and not being done in haste. It's being done over a period as you gather all the documents and everything.
It takes time to put it in order. Next time, you know, with home affairs,
right.
It can take months to get your birth certificate or marriage certificate.
Right. And how do people, if they want to chat to you about it, how do they get hold of you?
They can send an email to me or my colleague.
Mm-hmm.
Either tanya@israelcenter.co.za or aliyah@israelcenter.co.za. And we'll be very happy to help.
Brilliant.
And also, besides the actual process of Aliyah, what we do is also we can give an advice on how to search for a job, for example, or how the schooling system works in Israel, or where to find specific things that you're looking for in Israel. So it's much more than a process. We are here to help with your future.
It's a very important point that you're making, is that it's not just about the administrative process of going to live in Israel, but about a lot more than that. Maybe advising on, in your particular circumstances, where to look to live, how to go about looking for a job, and perhaps because every family has their own requirements and needs, getting advice. Around that, and I think that's very, very important, and probably quite different to the approach, obviously, of other countries. So I think that is an important one.